A manhunt is underway for several suspected perpetrators of what the Austrian government is calling a terror attack in Vienna after gunmen fired shots at six locations on Monday, starting near the city's central synagogue, killing at least one person and wounding several others. Austria's chancellor said on Twitter, quote, "Police will take decisive action against the perpetrators of this hideous terrorist attack." The country's interior minister called the attackers, quote, "heavily armed and dangerous." Police said on Twitter that at least one person had been killed and several were injured, including a police officer. Vienna's mayor said that 15 people were being treated in hospitals and that seven were in serious condition. Police also said that they had shot and killed one of the attackers. Authorities gave no indication of the identity of the assailants or a reason for the attack. Jewish community leader Oscar Deutsch said on Twitter that it was not clear whether the Vienna synagogue and adjoining offices had been the target of the attack, and said they were closed at the time. In recent years, Austria has been spared the sort of large-scale attacks seen in Paris, Berlin, and London. President Emmanuel Macron of France, which has seen two deadly knife attacks in Paris and Nice in recent weeks, issued a statement on Twitter expressing shock and sorrow, saying, quote, "This is our Europe. Our enemies need to know who they are dealing with. We won't give in to anything."